Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue along. Here's your Friday edition. Yeah, we had to move it because we were loaded in hour number two, but it's still good. And here's the good of the day.
Yeah, it might be running a little late. That just means right. It took longer to make sure it was ready for you. The good of the day. Snoop Dogg is getting into a new business venture.
He's been doing this lately.
Yeah, he has gin.
Yeah, that's right.
He has a brand of gin. It's gin and juice, basically. He has cannabis, which is a no-brainer for him. And he has cookbooks and other things. I mean, he pairs up with Martha Stewart. Well, he went to the U.S. Patent Office, patented a name with intent to use. That name being Snoop Dogs.
Snoop Dogs? Like hot dogs actual pets?
Yeah, he's getting into the hot dog and sausage business.
Listen, man, these guys... This is a no-brainer, right?
Right.
These rappers have. Yeah, there's companies out there would snatch them up.
Right, but I mean, it's what you and I said too. I mean, play on your name. I still think Tiger Woods should come out with a golf club. It's just Tiger Woods.
Right. Exactly. Like, what do you play? I play Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good one. Yeah, you're right.
And this one's a no-brainer too. Snoop Dogs.
They're delicious. I love, by the way, the marketing. Was it real or fake? I wasn't sure. That Bic did with its lighters, where they had Martha Stewart with, and they go, for candles. And then they had Snoop Dogg and for other things.
Yeah. I think.
Was that fake?
I don't think it is.
You don't think it's fake?
No.
I saw it and I thought that was brilliant, but I never followed up to see if it was actually a real
speaking on that real quick.
Bic lighters.
Is that the most unlikeliest friendship
you can think of? Without question. I remember there was a show called The Surreal Life on in the early aughts, right? Where they put a bunch of celebrities, like washed up celebrities in a house.
Yep.
And I remember one was fascinating to me. One was really fascinating. There was a real love and affection between Ron Jeremy, the porn star, and Tammy Faye Baker, who was just Tammy Faye at the time.
Yes.
They like genuinely loved each other. Like, I remember Ron Jeremy in an interview process. He was talking about how he said, if anybody ever tries to take the Bible away from this woman, I'll kill him. Like, he loved her that much. And she reached over and she grabbed his arm and she hugged him. Like, and I thought, well, that's weird. That's kind of a cool friendship. But this, I think, is even larger than that one.
Yeah.
Between those two. I mean, they do everything together. They're on Doritos ads. They do shows together. Like, they really dig each other.
My favorite stat of them is that Martha Stewart has done more jail time.
Yeah, exactly. One actually has done jail time.
Yeah,
real jail time.
The guy, I mean, largely made gangster rap a thing and, open about smoking weed since the day we first knew about him. And it's like, never done anything for any of those. Like, yeah, he smokes weed. No big deal. Who cares?
It's awesome. It's great. By the way, I like Snoop Dogg. He's a Steeler fan.
He is.
Yeah, I like him. So
he is. And I think, I know he has his own football team, but isn't his son, plays for...
Was it USC? UCLA? Who does he play for?
I can't remember now.
I'm thinking USC, but I don't know. But I know he plays. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he actually is, doing something.
Good for Snoop Dogg. Good for Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, so,
I may buy a pack of Snoop Dogs.
Coming to a grocery store near you someday.
Grill it, Snoop Dogs. And maybe after I eat the dogs, I'll feel really good.
Yeah.
really good. You never know. All right, what's the bad of the day?
Now, I have three stories.
Three bads?
Left. No.
Oh, okay.
Three stories, depending on how you want to classify them. They could all be bad and dumb.
Okay, I got you.
So I really don't know how to categorize it, but I think I'm going to save I have a Novak Djokovic update. I'm going to save that for last.
Okay.
Just because. The first one is definitely a bad. Bryson DeChambeau came out and explained why he is not going to be a part of Netflix's new golf documentary, which we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, why is that?
And it's probably one of the most arrogant answers you could possibly get out of a human being.
Yeah.
And the reason why, he said, there's a lot of great people on there. If I was to go on there, yeah, it would be cool to see, but I feel like there's a lot more interesting stories. You've got Harry Higgs, you got numerous others. I don't want to take the light away from them for their potential to grow themselves in a manner that's unique to them.
Oh, so he's saying he's like go to the little people.
Yeah.
And do or, that, you know, focus you know, on them.
If I'm on there, no one's going to pay attention to these guys, yeah. And they won't be able to get their story out because I'm on there.
Now, this is the same production crew that did Drive to Survive. When they did Drive to Survive, they would go to a race and they would focus on one team. They would be like, this is the week. And then this season, for example, you would hear that. Like they would in the broadcast, they'd say, we are here at Brazil. The Drive to Survive people are following Ferrari this weekend, right? Like you'd hear something like that. I wonder if the golfers will say the same thing. Like would Jim Nance and Nick Faldo say, like, oh, yeah, this is the week. Kevin Na is being featured on that documentary.
Maybe.
As he butts for birdie here at 16, two shots off the lead. Like, I wonder if they'll do that. But I will tell you, a lot of athletes, they don't really like this. They're really nervous about how they'll be portrayed. And if you mess around with one, you'll lose. You got to be really careful when you're – if you have a reputation of, like, creating drama, creating controversy where there really isn't, making the public kind of, you know, like painting a picture that's not necessarily true, then guys are very reluctant to do this. Yeah, you know, they've seen how reality show works. Like, how many times do people go, you know, I was painted as the villain on Survivor, and I wasn't really this villain, and America hates me now because I wanted to kick Joe off, and that wasn't really my intention.
Wasn't that, I still remember her name, Jerry.
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't remember which one it was. I think it was like season two or season three, but she was the girl everyone hated and made it to like the top three or something like that.
Like, what if you're a player and your caddy is like, every time you say like, I think a 7-iron will work, and your caddy's like, you're a moron. Go with a 6, idiot. And then you turn and go, why are you talking to me like that? Because you're an idiot. And I hate working for you. And then you go, you're fired, right in the middle of the course. And then they paint it as he fired a father of three who's just carrying a bag, just doing his job. And then all of a sudden you're like, you guys didn't hear the conversation. He called me a moron and wanted to quit. Like, that's what they're worried about. They're worried about the painting a story that's like, wait, there's a lot more details to this that you don't know. But yeah, I'm curious how that's going to play out.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I am too.
All right. What's the second story?
The second story, I think this one falls more dumb into bad, but it is very bad as well. And it goes to LA fans.
Okay.
Because Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly, she does a podcast and pleaded.
Wait, she does a podcast too? Who doesn't do one?
She does a podcast out of her house. You know, she needs something to do.
Wow.
But she pleaded, she begged Rams fans not to sell their tickets to Cardinals fans.
Is that a problem? Is that an anticipated problem?
Yes, because when the Rams hosted the Niners just last week, Matt Stafford had to go to a silent count sometimes.
There is that many Arizona fans around that will penetrate Los Angeles into that stadium?
I think it's this, right? I think it doesn't really speak too much of, you know, I don't think it speaks of Ram fan or, you know, Cardinal fans traveling. It just speaks of, that's LA in general, that they just don't care about sports.
I know. Heard this about, for 20 years we've heard this, right?
You know.
Why isn't there a team in Los Angeles? Because they don't really care.
They don't really care. love their Dodgers. I will say this. They are there for the Dodgers. I feel like that's the only LA team.
Yeah, maybe so. By the way, if that's true, Phoenix fans, Arizona fans, hats off to you. I'm old enough to remember when the Dallas Cowboys played 9 home games a year because the Cardinals used to be in the NFC East back in the day before realignment in 2002. And they would go to Tempe, Arizona, and that place sounded like Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah.
That was packed with Cowboy fans.
I'm old enough to remember the Chargers playing 16 road games.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. How old are you, 2? Yeah, so by the way, so if you've got a fan base that is penetrating into Los Angeles to make that much of an impact that the starting quarterback's wife is concerned of your presence at the game, God bless you.
Begging Rams fans, please don't sell your tickets to a Cardinal. That's who the LA fans are. It's just like, oh, I got two tickets. I don't want to go. I'll watch it on TV. Here, you guys want them? Highest bidder. I don't care. Yeah. Lowest bidder. Whatever.
One of my biggest embarrassments, and I should have known better as a Steeler fan, when I was working in Colorado, just before the AFC Championship game between the Steelers and the Broncos, I ripped Denver media. Because Denver media was doing that, too, leading up to the Steeler game. They were like, Bronco fans, show up in force. Don't let the Steelers. And I was like, how embarrassing is it? This fan base that is... has sold out that stadium for decades. You have to tell them to show up to a championship game, an AFC championship game, and not sell their tickets to Steeler fans. I said, I know Steeler fans travel well, but that place should be packed with Bronco fans on Sunday. And I ripped the Denver media for that. And then I got to the game and I was like, oh my God, there's 100,000 Steeler fans here. I don't know how they got tickets, but they were everywhere.
It's always the big four. There's four teams that stand out. That's Steelers, Packers, Cowboys, Raiders.
I went, this
those
is
fans
nuts.
Are infiltrated every pocket of the United States.
Well, if Arizona's on that list, congratulations.
Yeah. Who knew?
Well done. Who knew is right.
Maybe it's a lot of leftover or, you know, new bandwagon fans for what's the new movie? Kurt Warner story?
Yeah, American Underdog.
American Underdog. I mean, yeah, I know that features more Rams, but, you know, he was a Cardinal, too.
He was a Cardinal, too. Exactly. All right, what's the Novak Djokovic update?
All right, we got a Novak Djokovic update, which is bad, dumb, it's everything. It's good for us because, you know what, and it's good for the Australian Open for a time being because we're talking about the Australian Open.
We are trying
Open.
To stay on top of this for you people,
yeah.
Yes.
So I literally have updates from, like, 10 minutes ago. So, you know, quick, brief timeline, right? He had his visa revoked. And he was confined to what you and I like to think of as a windowless hotel,
a rat infested windowless prison of a hotel
where
that they keep saying over and over again.
He's fed fire festival food
right,
and sleeping
exactly.
on a cot
that they're shoving underneath the door
with a broomstick,
right? Hosing him down for showers.
So
it's awful.
A judge had ruled Monday, which is 3 weeks ago our time. Down in Australia, that he would be allowed to stay. So he started practicing.
Right.
Well, the Australian Immigrant Minister, Alex Hawke, decided to use his power of authority and cancel Djokovic's visa for a second time. Or Djokovic, I don't know how to say his name. But cancel it for a second time. So now he's going to appear in front of federal court. This is my best part. Or the best part of it is that he will be detained by two border force officials.
Oh my God!
And escorted to a private location where these two sides could talk. And the reason why they're keeping it private is because they don't want a media circus.
See, you know what? If you're in Djokovic's camp, right? You're part of his team. Do you say to him, "Let's just give up.
Just go home. Right?
Or does he say, oh, no, I'm not going home. When I get on that court, I'm killing everybody I face, and I'm going to shove it into this
country's
brain.
Well, see, here's the...
I'm going to pick up the Australian Open trophy when I win it, and then I'm going to smash it on the ground in front of all their countrymen.
Yeah,
and
so,
tell them how unimportant this was, but I dominated.
He is meeting Saturday, which I think is, yesterday for us. I'm not sure still how this timeline, or
yeah,
date,
I never
whatever.
Figured out.
But I think it's, I think they're meeting tomorrow, our time, which is
right.
Saturday, later Friday today. I guess we'll find out this afternoon what happens.
Right.
But his first scheduled match for the Australian Open is Monday.
Ugh. Well, get on it, people. Figure this out.
But
either kick him out of the country or leave him here.
Yeah.
Like, stop. Like the tournament's starting. Like, if you want to kick him out of the country, kick him out of the country.
Kick him out of the country. Or just,
and then deal with the ramifications of that publicly.
I mean, if you're the Australian Open, do you at this point just say, you know what, just take off? We want it to be about tennis. We don't want it to be about the circus because that's all it's going to be about. Right. Only talk on Monday. We're not going to care about anybody playing in this tournament except for Djokovic through the entire thing if he's allowed to stay.
I know I was joking about it earlier, but now I'm being serious. You do run the risk of him winning this thing and making public comments about
yes.
how awful this was.
Well,
you run the risk of him...
And that's part of the issue with the immigrant minister said is that the reason why he used his personal power was because it excites anti-vax sentiment, which is a radically different approach than what the government is trying to do.
No, exactly. And then you run the risk of the longer he's – if he's in this tournament and he wins and he gets that microphone in front of his face and he's in those press conferences, you run the risk of this being just going in the opposite direction of where you want to go. Like, figure it out. Figure it out. But know this. If you leave him there, he could be a real – social media problem for you.
Easily.
With what he may say.
Oh my God.
That's why
they've already came out and said, like, yeah, we're detaining him. Two border officers are going to move him to an undisclosed location.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sounds like, you know, like spy type stuff. Like, they're going to meet at a dam somewhere.
All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Coming up, we're going to go over the games in the playoffs like we did during the regular season. We're going to give you the emphasis and what to look for. All that good stuff as we continue with Wake Up Call.